Hi everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Turn number 665. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. Please, if you could leave a review on iTunes or share the podcast, that would be fantastic. Thanks so much. Okay, so today is Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, or maybe it's Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. In any event, it's the first day of this brand new month. It's no longer Tishrei, the seventh month. It is now the beginning of the eighth month on the Jewish calendar. And the question that I want to talk about today is really, what is the name of this month? It's actually not so simple. As you might recall, in the Torah, there are no names for months. So the Ramban says, in HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, the very first mitzvah that's given to the Jewish people through Moshe, right even before they leave Egypt, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, this month is to be to you the very first month. That month wasn't this month of Cheshvan, but it was the month of Nisan. But what's most important about that is the month of Nisan wasn't even the name of the month, but rather, Ramban there explains, Zumitzah Rishona Shetziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael, this was the very first mitzvah that the Jews were commanded al Yidei Moshe. This is a very notable mitzvah. It's the mitzvah we've talked about many times. It's the mitzvah with which we count time. All of our life becomes purposeful and meaningful, and we try to actualize and master as much of the time that we have on this planet, and that's why HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem is the very first mitzvah. But now that it's the first mitzvah, there's an even more important symbol in this. The Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, he says, the Ramban explains, is, you know, of course, they are just numbered. They are not given names in the Torah. You don't have in the Chamishi Chumshi Torah names for these months. Now, you might have some references of names, like the Chodesh Aviv, Yerech HaEsanim. There are certain references. It's not clear whether or not those are seasons, those are months. But for sure, we find again and again throughout the Torah that these names don't exist, but rather instead, numbers are used. So the very first of the months, has this, the month of Nisan as being the very first month, and so the month of Iyar is the second month, and so constantly the Torah refers to them by numbers. The Ramban explains that that's a simple reason, because we want to always be referencing, wherever we are in the year, we want to be referencing the important and momentous events of Chodesh Nisan, because in Chodesh Nisan, that's when we got out of Egypt. And so, as a reference point, that is the most important time of the year, and therefore, every other date throughout the year is tied back to that first month. And so, if you're in the 8th month, you're in the 10th month, or in your 11th month, you should be thinking, oh, 11, starting from when? Nisan. Oh, why is Nisan important? Because Nisan was the month in which we were redeemed from Egypt. So the Ramban explains that we do this a lot. We do this, of course, on Shabbos. Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Sheni B'Shabbos, Hayom Shlishi B'Shabbos. We're constantly referring there on Shabbos. It simply is towards Shabbos, not coming from Shabbos. But in any event, we use numbers to reference back or towards a number at the beginning or at the end of a set. Okay, so then the Ramban gets a little bit more interesting, because the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi talks about a few things that after we left the Babylonian exile, and we returned from that exile, so we took with us. One of those things it says is we took the Shemos Chadashim, the names of months. Now, interestingly, the names of months that we have in Babylonia are actually referred to in the Tanakh. You could take a look through the Tanakh, you'll see examples of Nisan and Sivan and Teves and Elul and Kislev and Shvat and Adar. Usually in books like Nehemiah and Esther and Zechariah, those later works use these words that were used back then, these Babylonian names. What's most interesting is that Tammuz, for one, comes up elsewhere in Tanakh as the name of an idol. So we're literally drawing from these Babylonian names that have whatever origins that they have. And of course, the question is, why? Like, why would we have picked up those names? Particularly when we have a command in the Torah, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodeshei Hashana, that this is supposed to be the first month. We were using numbers on purpose. It wasn't an accident that we were using numbers, and had to be replaced them with names. So the Ramban has a fascinating explanation for this. He says, because originally our count, as I mentioned before, was referencing the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim that happened in the first month. Fulfilling the pasuk in Yirmiyah, which says that there will be a day when we will no longer reference our ultimate redemption as the redemption from Egypt, but there will be another redemption, and that redemption happened when we left Babylon and came back to Israel. So instead of referencing the first redemption that happened, that we count from Nisan to remember Geulas, the redemption of Mitzrayim, so now, Chazarnu Likro HaChadoshim B'Shem Shenikrayim Be'eretz Babel. So now, in order to remember our Babylonian experience, we want to remember the fact that we are no longer there, ironic, by remembering the names that we used there. Lahazker kishem misham amadnu u'misham ha'alino. We were there, and we were returned by Hashem Yisbarach. Now that is fascinating. He's saying that once upon a time, the numbers of the months referenced the redemption by referring back to the beginning of the set, the number one. So too over here, we have that same idea. Not that we're referencing back numerologically, but that we are referencing just by the use of the very names. We remember, oh, why do we call it Thomas? Why do we call it Sivan, Iyar, etc.? Because we were once in Babylonia, but we're not there anymore. And that's the idea of the Ramban. So now that creates a lot of practical questions about the meaning of, like, where are these months, what are their names, where are they from, etc. So the Shulchan Aruch, when talking about the names of the months, and why does the Shulchan Aruch talk about the name of the month? Because we need to know. We want to fill out contracts and a get or a ketubah. We want to be able to put dates on documents and make sure that they're accurate and everybody's referencing the same dates. And you know, that's how documents work. They have to have all of the details completely, totally organized and appropriate. So the Shulchan Aruch says very plainly that the name of this month is not Cheshvan, that the name of the month is Mar Cheshvan. Okay, Mar Cheshvan. So there's been a whole sort of like cottage industry of explanations for why this month is called Mar Cheshvan and not Cheshvan, or what is actually the name of the month. Some people say that it's Mar Cheshvan because it's a holiday, it's a month with no holidays. No holidays happen in the month of Cheshvan, which to some might be a relief, because, hey, it's been very busy over the past few weeks, but it's Mar. Ultimately, it's very bitter. So it's the bitter Cheshvan because there are no Jewish holidays. That's one perspective. Some people think that it's called Mar Cheshvan because Sarah passed away in Cheshvan, which is an interesting source in a Medrash, which tells us this, which has all sorts of ramifications. If you tie together this idea with the fact that she died subsequent to Akedas Yitzchak, when did Akedas Yitzchak happen if she passed away in Cheshvan? But really, a lot of these reasons that are brought, and there are other reasons as well. The Pri Chadosh suggests that Mar Cheshvan has to do with, Mar has to do with drips and drops of rain, and the Mar, it's the month where the rain begins, it's the month where we start in Eretz Yisrael for sure, to begin asking for rain, and so it's the Cheshvan of rain. And that assumes that the real month's name is Cheshvan, but really we add this Mar to express some sort of idea. But that's probably not what exactly happened. For sure, that's not what we have in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that the name is Mar Cheshvan. It doesn't even bring an alternative. The Aruch HaShulchan tells us that if you did write Cheshvan in a ksuba or Cheshvan in a get, it's still kosher because it's colloquially referred to as Cheshvan, but still, the appropriate name seems to ultimately be Mar Cheshvan. For those who are into Akkadian, and I have this as a, there's a Rabbi Ari Zavitovsky article that's quoted a lot on this. When you Google this topic, it's like the first thing that comes up, and whatever you look into always quotes this article. It's an excellent small piece on this topic. So he brings that in Akkadian, which is, you know, the Babylonian Assyrian language, so there he makes it sound like the word comes from Merach Shvan, which means the eighth month, you know, like October. October used to be the eighth month, I think, before the addition of Julius and Augustus, July and August, so that was the eighth month. October, the eighth month, I guess, was noted and notable, so Merach Shvan would be the eighth month, which would mean that the way we pronounce this name really should be Merach Shvan. And that instead of Mar Cheshvan, it should be Merach Shvan. Mar Cheshvan assumes that Cheshvan is sort of like the main part, and Mar is the prefix to the name. So that's another interesting thing. There are a variety of other explanations. Some people think the Mar, we give it an honorific. It's sort of, we call it Master or Mr. Cheshvan, because this is the month in which Shlomo HaMelech built Bayis Rishon. Some people think that it's another bitter month because the division of the tribes occurred in Eretz Yisrael back in the day, when we split into two kingdoms. Pagan holiday in the month of Cheshvan, or was instituted because of the, in result of the worship, the separation. So to worship their idols, they developed this holiday during that month, and so it's bitter for that reason. In any event, the name probably is Mar Cheshvan, or I should say, we assume it's Mar Cheshvan, but it seems to be okay if you call it Cheshvan in any way, in any event. Don't have a bitter month. Have a fantastic month. Enjoy Chodesh Tov. May it be a blessed month. Rain and good fortune and all sorts of blessings. Have a great day and a great month.